Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Sports franchises tend to stay far away from controversial political issues, but not the Seattle Storm. Tonight, the Storm of the WNBA is holding a rally for Planned Parenthood before their game against the Chicago Sky. The Seattle Storm is also donating a portion of ticket sales to Planned Parenthood for the Greater Northwest and Hawaii. The rally came from the team's owner herself, and that's something you don't see in other pro sports. It's one thing that sets the WNBA apart. Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, and we talked about why tonight's rally is worth noting.
This is one of the unique things about the Seattle Storm. First of all, they're one of the few teams in all of professional sports in the United States that is owned by a woman. Her name is Dawn Trudeau, and what she has spoken about is her own frustration about feeling like her inability to impact this debate that we're having about healthcare and the demonization of Planned Parenthood, a demonization that persists even though, according to polls, it's far more popular than, say, the president or the Republican Congress. And so what Dawn Trudeau decided to do was say, I want to use my team as a vehicle to promote Planned Parenthood and what it actually does, not what its detractors say it does. And the response has been amazing. I certainly think it helps that she's in the ecosystem of Seattle where Planned Parenthood is very popular. But even with all of that, they not only expect a terrific rally tonight, but they also expect counter-protesters there as well.
Well, what has the league said about this? I mean, sports leagues, professional sports leagues in general, stay far away from political controversies. Even announcers who call games just don't touch things if they get a little bit warm. Planned Parenthood is hot. What does the league say?
Yeah, the league has basically said, my name is Paul, and that's between y'all. In other words, they say Seattle is its own independent operation, and they make these decisions, and the league tries not to bigfoot the decisions made by individual clubs. They're practically taking a state's rights issue on Seattle doing this. And it's also certainly true that even though no other team has ever done anything like this, where they're openly taking on a political issue, it is true that teams have, for the longest time in the WNBA, attempted to market in ways that are very different from men's clubs. Like for years, long before it was of a fashion, if you will, the WNBA was doing pride nights, they were doing parties at LGBT bars. They were trying to market their league in a way different from the typical.
But Dave, there was political action in the WNBA last year. Some players came on television or on the court wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. There were fines initially. Those fines were rescinded. Has the league learned a lesson or decided specifically to do something differently?
Yes, and I think there are organic connections, both in terms of what the players involved in the Planned Parenthood protests are saying right now. And, of course, that some of the same players took part in those Black Lives Matter protests that are taking part in this particular protest as well. And I think the lesson that the league learned is that when it comes to the WNBA's very particular audience, they like the fact that the players have something to say about the world, and they don't like the fact that there might be a double standard where NBA players are allowed to wear political T-shirts on the court, but then WNBA players were attempted to be censored very quickly. That was a very, very bad look for the WNBA itself. And I really do think that the line that they have drawn is a line that says, okay, we're going to put this on the individual teams to police these actions, and we're going to take a pretty far step away from it.
New political activism, not on the part of individual players, but entire pro sports teams in the WNBA. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation, host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much, Todd.